You know me as Benjamin Franklin, statesman, inventor, founding father. But back in 1720, when I was 14 years of age, I was just plain Ben. Of course, even then, I had my eye on changing the world. You've come with me this far. Now picture yourselves on a ship bound for Philadelphia and freedom, with a crate of Spanish gold at your feet and a warship just off the starboard bow ready to blow you to smithereens if you don't hand over the treasure. What would you do?
Prepare to fall!
Ben, what do we do?
What else can we do?
I like being rich, even if it was just for a few hours.
I'll settle for a life.
That was a warning shot. Lower your sails and prepare for boarding.
Oh, you're on your own, boy. Me and my crew ain't ready to drown for you and your wharf rats. You heard the governor, mates. Lower all sails.
No, wait. We can do so much good with the treasure. We can't let the governor have it.
You asked for it, Franklin. Light the fuse. Prepare to fire.
You fool! You'll sink us all!
Hand me your speaking trumpet. Hey, Governor, if you sink this ship, you'll sink all the Spanish gold with it.
One of us isn't bluffing, Franklin. I wonder who will blink first.
You tell me, Governor, when I take these two bags of gold doubloons and dump them into the water.
You won't.
Watch me.
No, wait!
Father, what if he tosses the gold?
He wouldn't dare.
Sir, I know Ben Franklin. He'll do it.
Give up, Father. You've lost.
Never.
Listen to me, Franklin. You can have everything you want. Your brother will be released. You and your friends, including Eliza, will have your freedom.
And your daughter?
Her life is her own. She may live it as she pleases. All you have to do is hand over the gold.
It's a reasonable exchange, Ben.
You're always so reasonable, John.
We can't have everything.
Something's better than nothing.
Or maybe Jamaica Jack was right and this gold is cursed. I'm sorry, lads. We'll gain our liberty another day in another way. But better the sea claims this gold than the governor.
Are you saying what I think you're saying?
Then farewell and adieu to you, Spanish ladies.
No!
Step aside, boys. I'm tossing the whole bloody crate overboard.
No!
It's gone, Father. The gold is gone.
And good riddance.
It's mine! It's mine!
What are you doing? Father, come down!
Father, don't!
It's mine!
Father!
Someone help him! He can't swim!
Watching the governor struggle in water, I was struggling myself. With my better angels.
Ned, throw him a rope!
Like the rope we meant to hang us with, John?
He wants the gold all for himself? Maybe we let him have it. Help him, please! He can't swim!
He's still her father.
Huh? What did you say, Ben?
Hold my coat, John.
Wait, you're not thinking of...
If we let him drown, we're no better than he is.
Ben, don't do it!
I got you.
As you may recall, I was an accomplished swimmer. The governor thrashed about something fierce, but once I applied a bit of leverage, he was meek as a mackerel. With the help of John, Ned, and Sam, mostly Ned, we hauled him onto the deck of the Mary Jane, and there he lay unconscious until we returned to the very dock from which we had set sail as rich men with high hopes.
Easy, lads. He's a villain, but he's still a human being.
Is he dead?
Just unconscious. The water was mighty cold.
Keep away from him.
Thad, no. Father would have been drowned if it weren't for Ben. Father!
Father, can you hear me?
I...
Franklin. You saved my life.
Think nothing of it, Governor. We're all brothers, right?
It was a very brave thing to do. It was also a very foolish thing to do. Constable!
Sir!
Take Mr. Franklin and his friends to Boston Common. They shall hang from the very tree that guarded the king's treasure. The treasure they so carelessly dumped into the sea.
Ben, is this the end?
Steady, Sam. Try not to show fear.
There we stood, beneath the hanging tree, hands tied behind our backs, and five ropes dangling from the branches overhead.
People of Boston, observe what happens to enemies of the crown.
Beg pardon, Governor. There's only four of us, lads. Who's the fifth rope for?
Constable, bring forth the prisoner.
Here he is, Governor. James Franklin, printer.
My brother wasn't part of this, and you know it.
Waste of breath, Ben. He means to hang the lot of us.
It ain't right!
Who said that?
Justice! Justice! Justice!
You rabble! Who dares defy me to my face?
If I may, sir.
Judge Warren, surely you don't pretend to speak for this mob.
It is the law I speak for, and may I humbly suggest this execution may be a bit rash? Four of them are mere boys, and there is the matter of a trial by jury.
Justice!
When civil disobedience threatens the peace, I am the law. Constable, summon the hangman. Constable, did you hear me?
I'm sorry, sir. Can't do it.
Can't do it, did you say? Have you all gone mad? Do you forget who's in charge here?
We haven't forgotten.
Widow Fleming!
Tell him, Arthur.
No free man shall be seized or imprisoned or stripped of his rights or possessions, or outlawed or exiled. Or...
Enough! Quiet!
That's my boy.
I couldn't believe my eyes. There was the Widow Fleming and Arthur and Cornelius and his Harvard mates, Judge Warren and the constable, even Mrs. Coffin and her regulars from the tavern, hundreds of indentured servants just like us. One ex-pirate named Jamaica Jack.
You fools. You realize you've been duped? Take a look at this scoundrel, Ben Franklin. Here is your great veracity, Quince. Here is your wise Silence Do-Good. A mere boy, a servant, indentured to his own brother. What do you think of your hero now?
Three cheers for Benjamin Franklin!
Enough! Constable, tell your men to fix bayonets. Constable, do you hear me? The rest of you men, do as I say. Open fire. Open fire, I said! You have your orders, why don't you obey them?
Because they know your orders are hollow, Archie.
How dare you?
With all due respect, Governor, you're not the governor anymore. You've been recalled, and the constable has the letter to prove it.
Felicity, my own flesh and blood, you stabbed me in the back?
But father.
Leave my sister alone. She didn't tell anyone. I did.
Thaddeus?
I won't add treason to the other mistakes I've made. Time to throw in the cards, father. You've lost.
Untie Ben and the others!
Bless you, Jack. Bless all of you. But what's that smell?
It smells like burning pitch.
And there's a basket of feathers to go with it.
Find the hired man and hang him.
Who's got the rope? Give him justice.
No, wait. I speak for Silence Do-Good, don't I? Silence Do-Good says the answer to the governor's tyranny is not the tyranny of the mob. Let's show them back in London what Boston is made of. Laws and liberty.
Drinks are on the house at Coffin's Tavern.
They carried us on their shoulders like conquering heroes. The fireworks continued long into the night, long after they had run out of lemon squash at Coffin's Tavern. As for Archibald Templeton, former governor of the royal province of Massachusetts Bay, he remained alone beneath the hanging tree, without his son and daughter, without a friend in this world or the next. And as for me, my whole future lay in front of me.
You're up early, Ben Franklin.
Early to bed, early to rise. That's my motto.
It's a good one. You should write it down.
Maybe someday. What brings you here at this hour?
The same thing that brought you, I think. That ship that just departed, the one bound for England. My father and my brother are on board.
They left you behind?
No, I chose to stay. This is my home now.
What do you intend to do?
I've been offered a job teaching music at a new conservatory here in Boston. One day, I hope to become a soloist.
On the harpsichord?
Oh, no. It's much too plucky. I've been practicing on that new instrument you told me about. The one called a piano. Perhaps it has a future after all. And perhaps so do I.
I have no doubt, Felicity.
Thank you, Ben.
For what?
For showing me that dreams are possible. Farewell.
It was merely a kiss on the cheek. Nothing more. And nothing more would ever come of it. But as I watched her walk away towards her new life, I knew I would cherish that kiss for the rest of my days, like a treasure.
And where have you been, Benjamin?
Sorry, James, I...
Read this. Tell me what you think.
You want my opinion?
Don't you have one? Always?
The new royal governor is expected to arrive any day now. It is hoped that he will prove nothing like his predecessor. Signed, James Franklin, editor and publisher.
Well?
You sign your name to it.
Anne says Franklin is a good name. She's willing to share it.
Congratulations, James. I wish you joy.
I still await your opinion.
It's good. To the point. Independent.
Rare praise from the famous brother of the two.
You haven't scolded me for being late or lazy. Why not?
I owe you for carrying on the paper while I was under arrest. And even more for saving my life.
You would have done the same.
But you did it. And yet...
Yes, James?
Now that you've been revealed to be Veracity Quince and Silence Do-Good, isn't it time you stopped hiding behind other names and struck out on your own?
I'm bound to you for another 7 years.
Anne says, since Guy Fawkes' night, there's been a rash of runaways. Turn your back for one moment and a trusted apprentice vanishes into thin air.
You don't say.
Of course, you would need someone to take your place.
I was thinking the same thing. May I present Miss Eliza Boyd?
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Franklin.
A girl in the print shop?
How hard can it be if the Franklin brothers can do it?
Eliza Boyd, you're hired.
You haven't heard my terms, sir.
Your terms?
I will give you 1 year. If I like the work, I'll stay on at a salary that's mutually agreeable.
Ben, did you put her up to this?
Nobody tells Eliza what to think or what to do, as you will soon learn.
Very well, miss. Let's see if you can handle a printing press.
Uh-huh.
Afraid of getting ink on your fingers?
Try me.
All right. These are blocks of type. This is your ink.
There would be no goodbyes. Eliza and I had already said ours, and I knew James had turned his back deliberately so I could vanish into thin air. I walked out of the print shop, never to enter it again.
Do you mean to fly away on your kite, Ben?
No, Sam. I'll settle for a ship this time.
You don't have to go.
Yes, I do, John. In Boston, I'll always be James Franklin's little brother, his apprentice. There's a wide world out there, and I mean to see it and change it.
If anyone can, you can, Ben.
Thank you, Ned. I'll miss your honesty and your muscles.
They're always at your service.
And Sam, I'll miss your laugh.
I ain't laughing now, Ben.
And John, you'll carry on, won't you? You'll make Veracity Quince and Silence Do-Good proud.
I'll do my best, Ben.
No one can do more.
All aboard!
Farewell, you bunch of wharf rats. One day we'll meet again as free men.
There you are. I was tempted to set sail without you.
Sorry, Jack. It was harder to leave than I thought.
The Widow Fleming gives you her blessing and the loan of this ship to take you to a new city and a fresh new start. What'll it be, Ben? New York? Philadelphia? The choice is yours.
New York, Philadelphia? They both have their advantages and disadvantages. I'm not sure to choose.
You could toss a coin if you had one.
It just so happens I have one in my pocket.
Holy Neptune! It's a Spanish doubloon! Solid gold!
I couldn't let it all sink to the bottom of the sea, could I? I toss that gold coin high in the air.
Heads New York, tails Philadelphia.
It landed on the deck of the ship and spun around and around, and where it stopped, well, as Silence Do-Good would say, that's a story for another day.
From everyone at Gen Z Media, thanks for listening to Young Ben Franklin. We had so much fun making this show, and there's a lot of extremely talented people to thank. The podcast was created and produced by Gen Z Media, and was written by Lucky Gold and David Kreisman. The music was composed by Colton Weatherston, with additional music by Chris Terry and Sean Pierce. Benjamin Strauss was our executive producer. Laura Ekstrand voice-directed the show, Darian Newsom edited those voices, and Chris Terry did the sound design and mixing. As with all Gen Z shows, we owe so much to our wonderfully talented young actors. Chris Richards as young Ben Franklin, Presley Ryan as Eliza, Riley McDonald as Felicity, Kyle Kowaleski as Thaddeus, Benjamin Nywood as Sam, Sahil Sirdish Pandey as John, Shane Epstein Pertullo as Ned, and Sam Oz Stone as James Franklin. Our adults were played by the terrific David McDonald as the Governor, Andre DeSandis as Jamaica Jack, Ricky Hards as the Constable, and Joe Fellman as old Ben Franklin. Additional voices were played by Kari Jensen Gold, Brian Corrigan, Kevin Sebastian, Bev Sheehan, and Arthur Strauss. For more great shows like this one, be sure to visit Gen Z's home on the web at bestrobotever.com, or find us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you like to listen. So thanks again, and we'll see you out there on another quality podcast from Gen Z Media.